This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And during the month of October, we've got the series of Power of Pink interviews with the Community Cancer Center. And in to talk with us this morning is Jennifer Crawford. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a cancer survivor. I work at Sherm Thunderbird. I'm a mother of three kids. And
so talk about your cancer diagnosis. What was it?
I have inflammatory and invasive carcinoma of the right breast.
And how long ago did you find that out?
Last summer in 2022.
So how did you discover there was a problem?
I noticed some change in my right breast and did some researching and some digging and decided that it was best to go to the doctor and be checked out.
And that's got to be kind of daunting.
Yes, it was. It was very, very daunting.
What was your reaction when you got the news?
Sad. Very, very sad. I cried. My family was very upset. We were all very, very shocked.
And where do you go from there? What did you do next?
I started my cancer treatment. I went and saw my oncologist, and we scheduled a plan after I had mammograms and ultrasounds done, and we went from there.
And what was the experience of communicating with your family?
Everybody was very understanding. We have cancer in our family, but everybody was really upset, and everybody was supportive and did whatever they could to help me get through this.
I imagine that for especially that initial few weeks, you probably thought about it constantly.
Yes, every day, every day.
And was it hard to focus on other things and do your job and all that?
Yes, it was very, very hard. I was an emotional wreck.
And how's it been to go through the process?
It went actually pretty quick. I feel like I should have just started, but I'm done and I'm healthy and everybody's been really great.
And talk about the folks at the Community Cancer Center. What has it been like to deal with their staff?
They're awesome. Totally awesome. It's going to be hard going back to regular care because I didn't even have to have an appointment. I would go in there with my concerns and they would take care of it. They'd be right with you, Jennifer.
And I imagine that along the way, not only talking to the doctors, but some of the other people there, you're also talking with people who've gone through similar things themselves. Did that help?
Yes, it did help. It helped having people of my own that I could bounce ideas off or just even hear their stories. And I feel really fortunate that it could have been a lot worse for me. So I feel really lucky.
And what about the aspect of being able to work on this situation and stay in Roseburg and not have to go out of town for treatment?
I like that. I like that I was close. I was 10 minutes away, and that was awesome. I'm so glad that I didn't have to travel out of town. That would have been a lot more money and a lot more time.
Now, what advice do you have for somebody who maybe is wondering if maybe they've got a problem too?
I would say don't be afraid to ask questions. Definitely get on the internet and research your symptoms. And don't be afraid to ask a doctor. I mean, even in your local urgent care, go there. That's where I went for my first step. I went to urgent care. And then we went from there.
And once somebody has the diagnosis of some kind of cancer, what advice do you have for them?
Stay strong. It's okay to be upset and angry. Just try to keep going one foot in front of the other and don't give up. Just because you have cancer doesn't mean that your life is over.
So how recently were you, is it cleared now? Is that the?
Yes, they say I am cancer free.
And how long ago did you find that out?
I would say in March when I had my surgery, when they cut my tumors out.
And knowing that you were cancer-free, was that like a kind of a sigh of relief moment?
Yes. Yes, I'm happy that I'm cancer-free, but it's still lingering in my mind that it's going to come back, and that's normal. I'm told from so many different people that it's normal to feel that way.
So how do you feel like you're doing now?
I feel good. I feel good.
And if somebody is wanting to know what to do with their medical situation, a lot of times it's easy to just sort of not think about it, not reach out and get help. What would you say about why they need to be aggressive and seek, you know, seek medical care.
You want to go to the doctor right away, because if you don't catch it early, it could get worse. So.
All right, Jennifer Crawford on a Power of Pink interview. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:36 at the Morning Report.